good today. So you gonna give me some time or what?
What you talking about, shorty? What you know about a woman's work?
After graduating as valedictorian from the prestigious Professional Performing Arts School in New York at the age of 16, Alicia Keys signed a record contract with the So-So Def label. Although she wrote a song for the film Men in Black, her own music never attracted much attention. It was not until J Records executive Clive Davis discovered her in 2000 that her career would take off. 1 year later, after signing with J Records, Alicia released her first album, Songs in A Minor. That CD featured the hit song, Fallen, that remained atop the Billboard Hot 100 chart for 6 weeks. That year, Alicia earned the Billboard Female Artist of the Year award. Alicia talked about making As I Am.
You know, it took time, but I really locked down, closed out the world, went into my studio for about 8 months. And I created this music, and it's so incredible. I'm so excited about it.
As I Am includes collaborations with many talented performers, including John Mayer and Linda Perry.
That's the other thing about this album. I really kind of took myself out of my comfort zone and allowed myself to work with people that I've always admired, but we've never worked together before. And like things like this create a variety of sound and like a way to stretch. So it's insane. I can't wait for you to hear the music.
With her first three albums reaching the top of the charts and As I Am debuting at number one in the first week after its release, Alicia said she didn't feel a lot of pressure to repeat her earlier success with the fourth album.
Honestly, I don't worry about that. I definitely, of course, I work really hard and I hope that the world loves the music as much as I do. But to me, that's the most important thing, that people are affected, they're moved, they're touched, they feel what I'm saying and they have a connection to it.
Alicia Keys made her acting debut this year in Smoke and Aces, opposite Ben Affleck, Ray Liotta, and Andy Garcia. Her second film this year was The Nanny Diaries with Scarlett Johansson. Alicia has already agreed to star in a third film.
There's one with Halle Berry that Halle Berry is producing. It's about an incredible woman named Philippa Schuler who was raised in the 40s. She was half black and half white, an amazing, brilliant classical pianist. But of course, during that time, it was very difficult for her to play classical piano in the venues that would allow it. So she struggled a lot to find her place in the world and where she belonged. It's a very riveting story, and so it's something that we're still developing, and I hope that it comes together very soon.
Alicia has been honored with 80 music industry awards since 2001. She says she has given them to her manager because she would feel strange keeping them at home.
I like to have a very normal life, just take it easy, and I like to push myself by becoming a better person, you know, not by, like, statues.
Only 27 years old, Alicia Keys' career is just beginning.
Definitely living a dream, and I'm so grateful for it. Every day I'm thankful for the things that I'm able to do. It's definitely hard work, don't get it wrong. It's not like it's just a skip in the park and everything's easy. But I love it, and when you love something as much as I love this, you know, it's like a joy to be able to experience that.
Alicia will begin a world tour in Europe in February 2008. But for now, she continues what she calls the Buzz Show Tour, performing in small venues around the U.S. I'm Larry London, VOA News.